the first point of protocol generally that we assume is unjustified to increase our tax rate. The currency is a very strong currency. And secondly, our country has shown that we have no capacity to manage our tax inflow because of abuse and debt governance. So there is no justification in increasing. We are trying to encourage a consumer expenditure and investment and increasing the tax and the rate and so it's contradictory.
I want to buy $1 million
in the first place because they've imposed local currency as the current or first choice in terms of even our civil servants. Civil servants are not getting foreign currency. So, most people that are employed here, it's actually informal sector. So, where did they get that information? And how do they justify our statement? They're going to be unregistered and recorded their income, bandwidth. So, everything is just guesswork here.
Ukhokhela zonezo imali abazibizayo ama 20% kusiya ku 30%. Imali yakhona uhulumende uyisebenzisa njani?
That's another stage, ngoba phela every government has got the right to collect taxes. So it's a question of what whether they deploy those taxes equitably. But now the legal regulator quickly with abantu bahola ngama US dollars. For instance, ama mines is the company eholisayo which actually charges the pay as you earn. But there is no evidence that there are enough people abaholayo formally which want to do ukubhadala ama taxes in foreign currency. It's a very bad policy statement that is based on conjecture. It's not justified.
Kuthi laba abaku informal sector laba abazisebenzelayo uhulumende uyakoreka yini imali bayakhokhela yini bona imali zama taxes kule system yini esiyafakwa in place ukubana kuthathwe lezi zimali.
Right, what they did was anti vele kuzelezile ze-EAT ophathela ngentonto kodwa if you are self employed laba abakubhadalayo wona for your services rendered. If you do a service for a registered institution, bazakubhadalisa i-withholding tax nxa ungaphuthisanga i-ITF i-tax certificate. So anti mina miningi pending 10,000. So if I do work for UNDP or for Jesse or for whoever, whatever it comes, if I don't produce EITF tax clearance, that charge a bonus, whatever charge I withholding tax. So this thing happened, it seems to be working very high. They pay about 30%. So as long as you are self-employed and so on, but you are rendering service to a registered institution, that institution is the one that is under obligation to charge you withholding tax of 30%.
We know on who could has a government of a lalele, so we are wounded as well, but I allow my test.
I mean, in which corner, the interest is already very high. So it is up to us as citizens to argue our case, even through constitutional court with the arch. We are among the highest paying tax nation in the world. We are, I think, we're in the top 20 or so, like Ireland and so forth. So now, for remember that the electricity for which is our coolest animal to release and the very consumption of the investment, the market is in theory. The final thing is to cool the lava, the amount of all warm cake, which is actually, for remember the law, the 100%. So even the big team are feeling meeting, I want to ask if it's going to open the engine. Internet is in the Viatina. Now, if it's cutting up with the money, I'm starting my way to see if you can use it to exclude our money. So we need to see now. If it is cooling up, we need to come back. We need to come back. We need to come back.